Alaska Coin 300 Committee has raised the purse for its three largest races for the fifth time in 7 years. Race manager Reichard says it's because of more money from longtime sponsors and some new ones.
There's been a good increase of income from certain sponsors, and we're always looking for new sponsorship.
She adds that the community support, along with the 80s and 90s retro logos on recent race merchandise, has also helped. The committee increased the prize money by $10,000 for each of its signature races. The purse for the biggest race, the Kuskokwim 300, now totals $160,000. The Bogus Creek 150 and Akiak Dash will also see bigger payouts. The Bogus' new purse total is $60,000, and the Akiak Dash's is $30,000. Reichardt says more money is vital to keeping dog mushing thriving in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
So if we are finding ourselves with extra income, we want to take that and make sure that that is getting back into the community and to the mushers and the kennels themselves.
This is a big goal, especially as Alaska's most famous race cut its purse last year. Hurting for cash, the Iditarod Sled Dog Race slashed its payouts by $250,000. And this year, the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest also announced that it's cutting its prize money by $10,000. Training, caring for, and feeding sled dogs for racing is expensive. And less prize money can deter local mushers from entering races who don't have major sponsors and must compete on tighter budgets. But a key difference between the 1,000-mile races and the K300 is scale, which could give the K300 more of an edge when it comes to fundraising. The K300 is smaller than the Iditarod and the Quest and relies heavily on volunteers to keep it going. Reichard says that increasing the prize money will hopefully entice more local mushers to compete and continue this iconic Alaska sport.
So everyone's very excited when we raise the purses, because that's more money that we can give back to them and that they can use for dog food and dog gear and sleds and sometimes new dogs.
The K300 committee also puts on 5 smaller local races and gives out $20,000 for each one. So far, dates have not been set for these smaller races. Reichard says they're waiting for the weather to get colder. But the dates have been set for the three largest races. The K300 and Bogus Creek 150 will start on January 18th, and the Akiak Dash will start on January 19th. Reporting from Bethel with help from Anna Rose MacArthur, I'm Christy Schallenberger.